Please remain standing and pray with me. Almighty God, minister to our hearts through your word, and by the power of your Spirit, Lord, give us everything you desire for us to have this morning. May we receive it with warmth and hospitality. And Lord, where we may be resistant, would you, by your Spirit, convict us. And so we commend ourselves to your love and fatherly care this morning. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. I feel like there's a little bit of feedback on the mic, maybe a little bit. I'm hearing that. I'm tempted not to preach the sermon I have, but another one. I don't think we're going to go in that direction. I do want to say this morning, the joy of Rogation Sunday, the joy of praise and thanksgiving to God for the great benefits that he's given us in this wonderful creation. Is mingled with sorrow this morning. Our dear sister, Jane Miller, lies in great distress just, I don't know how, not far, not even a mile from here at Forsyth. Pray for her. Pray for John, her husband, her daughter Renee, grandson Owen, her daughter Wendy, and her family, as they quite possibly will be saying goodbye to their mother. And thank God for our reading. Thank God, not only for the work of creation, but his work of redemption. For the work of Christ on the cross and God raising him from the dead that has purchased for us a world, a creation renewed and restored. One, as our reading has said, is without tear, unless occasionally the tear of joy. I'm sure that'll be okay. But God will wipe away every tear. And in this new heavens and this new earth, as we heard read this morning, all death will be abolished. And we can sit here and have this odd juxtaposition of emotions from joy and thanksgiving for God's good creation and great sorrow for our sister, because we can have that joy in the face of death with great confidence that God has overcome it in Christ. Christian, you are not without hope. You are not without a future. Death is not permitted to have the final word in your life and in the lives of your family. Death is not permitted to have the final word in your family, in this world. Do you understand? That's what our reading is telling us. To give us a confidence to go out and conquer in the name of Jesus, to go out and be the garden city that we hear read of this morning, to be the new Jerusalem that is descended on earth by the power of the Spirit, to go out and conquer the world for the sake of the gospel. We can do that in the face of death. Because he has equipped us with hope, with a militant hope, that does not back down from the brokenness, from the marring of this creation. Like a farmer does not back down from how hard the work is, because he knows the product of his labor will be life, not only for himself, but for others. Christchurch. I don't do this often, but the manuscript is gone. I want you to know who you are. I want you to know the hope you have. Do you understand that in Revelation chapter 22, verses 1 through 5, it's speaking of you. You are the Garden City. You are the New Jerusalem. You are the bride that's adorned for her bridegroom, the lamb that was slain, the lion of the tribe of Judah, Jesus Christ, the one who conquers. You know that. And you know that God has given us 2 profound gifts that we have access to right now. We don't have to wait for the future, though we will one day experience them in a fullness that is, as our collect we heard, beyond our understanding. We will experience the good gifts of God. Revelation 22, verse 1 says, "Then the angel showed me the river of the water of life, bright as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and the Lamb through the middle of the street of the city." This river of life, this river of the water of life, is none other than the Holy Spirit. This is a Pentecostal river that flows as the main arteries of the people of God, giving them life, giving them new birth. Though Jane lay in distress, she does not lay there alone, for she possesses the Spirit of God. She's been baptized through faith and repentance, baptized in this life-giving flow of God that comes directly from the throne. Just as when Jesus rose to heaven, what did he say? "I will send to you my Spirit." Jane has that Spirit. You, if you are baptized, if you come by faith and repentance to receive the baptism of the Lord, you likewise have that same Spirit animating you. That river of the water of life flows through your veins. You've been cleansed in it. Oh, how do we need that flow? How many of us at times feel dead? Feel lifeless, like a shriveled plant in a pot. But after you pour water into it again, I mean, just within a little bit of time, it's transformed. It's full of life again. This is what the Spirit of God, this river of the water of life, does for us. God gives us, all of us, we're lost, shriveled plants, hopeless apart from this life-giving flow of God, the water of the Spirit of God that brings new birth and life into us, and God has rebirthed us again. Do you know that, Garden City of God on earth? Do you know that you have the Spirit of God in you? The second gift that's given here, in the middle of verse 2, "Also on either side of the river, the tree of life with its 12 kinds of fruit, yielding its fruit each month. The leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. No longer will there be anything accursed, but the throne of God and of the Lamb will be in it." A second gift that God gives us is the tree of life. In Ezekiel 47, he has a vision similar to John here, but in his vision, there are multiple trees that line this river that flows from Jerusalem and waters the entire creation with this life-giving flow. But here, John's vision is of a singular tree, a singular tree, because this vision is the vision of Psalm 1, the vision of the man who is planted by springs of water, whose roots get sunk deep into the ground, whose fruit is constantly, he's constantly bearing fruit in season. Its leaves are always on. It's never falling off. It's full of life and vitality. And this one tree, this singular man is none other than Jesus Christ, for he is our tree of life. And the fruit, the 12 kinds of fruit, this is none other than the fruit of the cross produced in our lives. Christ Church, do you know that you have a continual gift of new and unending life that God renews in us each week? with the meal that is a fruit tree, that is the bread and the blood of Christ, who nourishes our souls that have been awakened by the Spirit, by the river of the waters of life. Do you know that? With those two gifts, you can face death. Not cowering, but with confidence. You can face death. Just as we keep reading, we hear what the effects of these two gifts are in this garden city. No longer will there be anything accursed. Praise be to God. The curse of Eden is gone. What is that curse of Eden? But death, the second death that we heard of. And what is that second death? But eternal separation from the Father. So what does it say next? But the throne of God and the Lamb will be in it. This is the very throne that this river of life is connecting us to. We have all the great benefits of our future. And this is a picture of an eschatological vision of the last state of the church, but it's a state that we participate in now, Christ Church. We have the presence of God so much so that we are God's own. He has written his name on our foreheads, and we will worship him as we will this morning in a proleptic, in an anticipatory way. We will worship the God the Father and Jesus Christ the Lamb. We will one day see him face to face. Because of the water of the river of life, because of the tree of life that are ours, these good gifts of God's redemption spoken to us in the words of God's gifts of creation. Not only will there be nothing accursed, but there will be no more night. All shadow, all evil, all death will be done away with. Praise be to God. Because, and this is again beyond our comprehension and imagination, because God's presence will be so beyond our comprehension and imagination that he will light up every square inch of this earth, every square inch of our lives, every square inch of our hearts, dispelling all evil, dispelling all darkness, destroying all death. For he will be our light. No longer will we need lamps in the sanctuary. For the light of the world is among us. And they will reign forever. Christ Church, this is a day in which we ask God, this is what rogation means, is to ask, to request. This is a day in which we ask God for his blessings. And I pray that in this service, with what's left of it, and during this day, you entreat God, you request God to pour out his blessings upon this congregation, upon you. And particularly ask him to pour out such a grasp of these two gifts, these profound gifts that he's given us by his Spirit and his Son, by the river, the water of life, and the tree of life. Give him great thanks and praise for them, and with confidence move out from this place to reign. Till we make this world Jerusalem, the new Jerusalem, and ask for God's blessing to be upon our dear sister, to be upon John and Renee and Owen. Ask for God that in the face of potentially impending death, that they will know true life. That they with confidence can cling to the hope that we have because we have been marked by the Spirit of God and we have been claimed by Christ as his own. Will you pray with me today for those blessings? Let's do so now. Almighty God, we come before you this morning, and Father, with joyful hearts, yet also hearts mingled with sorrow, we come before your throne and we ask that you would pour out anew and afresh these gifts that you have given to your church, gifts that make us full of life, gifts that transform us from a parched wilderness into a garden city. Pour out your Spirit upon us new and afresh. Father, fill us up anew. May your Spirit control our lives, and may we walk in step with the Spirit, putting off the old man and putting on the new man, which is new and unending life in Christ. And would you bless us again this day with the gifts, with the fruit of the tree of life that come to us in bread and wine. Would you bless us with these gifts? Would you give us life, renew us through them, to give us strength to move out from this place, to reign in your name and by the power of the gospel. Do this for us, we pray, O Lord, and we pray that you'd pour out your blessing upon the millers this day. Give them great peace and comfort that only come because of the Spirit. This Pentecostal river that flows through them. And sustain them, Father, through this season of sorrow with the gifts that you give from your Son, Jesus Christ, the tree of life. And Father, we commend them, and I commend this whole congregation into your love and care this morning. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.